G'day, Alex. How are you, mate?
That's good. Troy told me to give you guys a bit of a call. I have recently purchased a brand new stage 3 RCM dry sump. But I've heard that there's some issues with them, leaking issues in the seals. He told me to give you guys a call before, obviously, I put it in. Something about a there was a seal kit for him or something like that. Is that true? So the one that I've got is a casted silver plate. It's not the black one like the ones that you see everywhere. It's the cast plate one. Yeah, it's brand new, but it was on an engine, but the motor never took off, and I was gifted it pretty much. Yeah, I think so. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Are there any issues with the old models? All right. It was bought
around the 2022 mark.
Yeah. Pro speed. He basically ran his engine once. Then he pulled it out. He bought the dry sump kit and the motor never went back in the car. And that was back in 22. And then a friend of mine ended up buying it all. And as a gift, he gave me the dry sump, Peterson tank, all the BMRS lines and the dry sump setup. Nice guy. But I'm just concerned that if I'm going to put it on mine, it's an old setup. No, he never ran it. He ran a wet sump style before, and that was literally in the garage, and then pulled the engine out and then decided to go that dry sump, but never ran it, ever. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be the seal kit that I would want to change just in case, because being old, it's been sitting there, maybe the seals have gone as well. No? Yeah. And are these seal kits meant to be changed every time you do an oil change? No? No. Yeah. And the worst case something can happen with these is what? Just leaks oil. That's it. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Is it best if
like you said, to email RCM, see if they've got a seal kit, and have that up my sleeve as a just in case for the future. So say I run it, everything's fine, and say I do obtain a leak, get the seal kit and swap it all out. Would that be you don't know if it will or won't. That's a thing, isn't it? I'm just worried that. Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. That if the time were to come, yeah, like you're telling me today in 2025, you're finding it hard to find parts for the old setups. My concern is I put it in, there's no issues with it, 5 years pass, and guess what? We can't get any parts for it now. No. Oh, mate, you know what? The reason why I am like this is because I have had an engine failure by a shop, a big shop, and they hid it from me and they're not coming to the party. And so I'm crossing the T's and dotting the I's all pre-handedly. Probably unnecessary stress. James, I bought a few things from you guys once upon a time. But, yeah, I know you guys were amazing. but I'm in Sydney-based. Do you really want to know? Taking kids to school. It's just the opportunity came for this and I thought I'd put it in and make it look cool. So okay. I was running a wet sump setup before, obviously with this engine that's gone a bit kaput, with these guys, which I had a gut feeling to use someone that I had used before and I was made to sell it and I shouldn't have. I've designed a new engine now with 16 dowel pin mains placed into it. So I don't think that's going to twist anymore. I don't think we'll have an issue with that department. And, you know, I cryogenically froze the block down where you guys are in Melbourne with a guy by the name of Stu. So he froze a brand new case for me. Sleeves, closed decking, 14 mil head studs. Dry sleeves this time. These idiots did a wet sleeve and the sleeve dropped. So dry sleeves, closed decking, 16 dowel pin mains, and then literally putting it all back in again, the car. But it was running a wet sump setup before with a 12 mil oil pump with two washer shims inside to increase oil pressure. No, I didn't actually. So I had a RCM oil pump, which I think I think they come with one shim inside it. And my oil pressure was around at idle, warmed up 30. And then by putting that extra shim in it at idle, it sat around 60. And then on. Oh, so it'd be too high. Yeah. So what would be an ideal oil pressure at idle? Yeah. That's what I was about to say to you. Yes. Right. So, yeah. So, well, this was, so the second shim was put in after we had found an issue with the engine, and I said, throw in another shim and let's see what the pressures are at. So obviously I could remember, but what I was running on before was one shim the whole time. It had around the 30 mark on idle, 29, 30. While driving normally or giving it a hit, it went to 70, 72. Now, that's all good if I'm just at 3,000 RPM, 4,000 RPM, but if obviously I give it a hit and went to around the 7,000, 8,000 RPM, then that's not enough pressure, is there? No. 70 to 80 is, yeah. Well, I'm going off to 10 PSI per 1,000 RPM. So up top, if I was driving it at the 7,000 mark, which is, you know, a short time before gear shifting, it was sitting at around the 7. So maybe around the 7 to 8,000 RPM, it wasn't at the 80 PSI that it should have been at. It was only about the 70, 72. It would be fine. Okay. Right. Well, that's right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Oils. What do you guys normally use? I was using a 10W60 castor oil, and then they made the switch to, I think, you know, the company Just Oils, I think it's called. Something oils. Anyway, it's a SAE60, which I think would have been a 2060. Very thick on cold. Very thick. What oils do you guys use in your engines? Yeah. Well, I'll be going back to the 1060, and my options are a Penrite or Castrol. That's what I was told too. A lot of these cars at roll racing use Modal, which is, I think, an 8100 XS, I think it is. Yeah, that's what I thought. Burns less. Got a couple of contacts in that company too, so it's good. Yeah. Yeah. What would my one, if you were to sell it, if you owned it, what would it go for? And that would only mean I would only need to sell the bottom plate. I wouldn't have to sell anything else. I can use all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. It's the bloody price at the end of the day. This was gifted because I sold a complete setup to another person, and he made about 40 to 50 grand from it all. So as a gift, he gave me this dry sump setup that was on that engine. I said, yeah, I'll take it. Peterson tank, BMRS lines, it's all there. So I thought, do I just sell the bottom part and then buy the bottom part? Does RCM sell just the bottom part, the dry sump part, or it'd be the whole kit? Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Which then the price goes up as well. It's the entire new black dry sump setup. What power have you pulled out of the old setups? Kilowatts. Yeah, which is what I was kind of aiming, maybe 550. It was just to rebuild the engine again, get a bit more power out of it, and then let it be. Just reliability, that's all. That's right. Okay. Thank you for your time, mate. No, I think you kind of answered them all for me. It's just, yeah, that's right. Old, and old means superseded things, and that's the only concern. Should we still... No, well, you could get seals. Yeah, well, that's what I'm... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I keep thinking I'm building a space shuttle, that's why. And we all know what happened to O-rings when they fail. Challenger. Okay. All right. All righty. Well, thank you for that. Thanks for your time. Thanks for giving me your moment. All right. Have a good day, matey. All right. Bye.